This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, right now we're trying to win every game. So as you see Jose Ramirez coming up in that spot, you know, with in the scenario that we're in and where that thing's probably going, what we kind of had to do to get through that inning, you know, you got to kind of make a decision and put it and make sure you're putting your best foot forward to try to win the game. And, you know, I think there's always a time and a place for that. I don't think it's right now. I think we need to try to win every game.
This has been hitting us all very hard, but it's unusual for that to be so sudden. And I'm in the process of very heavily evaluating everything that we do across the organization that pertains to the front office, analytics department, player development, you name it. We're looking at it very hard. But, you know, to our credit, this is something that has not been lingering for years and years. This is something that has mounted in months. And it's been very tough on those of us in leadership positions in the organization, but we're focused on fixing it right now. But I think the main focus is trying to stabilize this team, improve the play on the field, and get this core of players back on track.
So you heard Tony Manziolino talking about trying to win every game. They lost again last night, 6-3, to the Guardians, sitting 12 games under 500. We're trade deadline's a week from tomorrow, so we're 8 days away. And you heard Mike Elias talking about how, credit to them, it's not been lingering, and we got to get the core on track. So with all that in mind, who is the core of this baseball team? As obviously, this is now about 2026 and not 2025.
Well, look, last night is another just charade with this fake manager. And I guess he's trying to justify his existence and save his job by managing these games like it's the playoffs, even though the GM's already come out and waved the white flag and said we're selling. And even though we need to learn about people like Brandon Young and let them pitch their way through things. And even though behind door number two is Kittredge, who's mostly sucked this year. It's not like you're like bringing in some expert reliever. Like, you're going to get nothing for him because he hasn't been healthy and he hasn't been good. So that's where we are. But big picture wise, I do think it's the right time to take a step back and look at what this core is and what this core isn't. And I don't know where the idea that they have foundational pieces who are going to take them to a World Series come from. Gunnar Henderson's a really good baseball player. He'd be even better at third base, where he'd be less of a defensive liability. He's a really good baseball player. I think Jackson Holliday has a chance to be a really good baseball player. Adley Rutschman has been a below average catcher offensively and defensively for about the same period of time as he was an above average one. If you take out the first year, right, 2022, and figuring things out, I mean, you've got a season and a couple of months where he was very good, still had issues, but very good, to someone who was declined exponentially to the point where you're now seeing it in the media. And if they're not making it up, well, maybe drafting those catchers wasn't a total coinkydink. And maybe Adley isn't going to get a second contract here. So that's just the reality of where we are. Colton Kowser can't hit breaking balls, can't hit off-speed pitches, has a ridiculous strikeout rate, and the defensive metrics don't favor him. Jordan Westberg's a nice baseball player who cannot get on base at all, and who's had difficulty staying healthy. You can look at Jordan Westberg. The first year, he was a question mark. He had a tremendous three quarters of a season last year, started to tail off,
got hurt,
hasn't been the same guy since.
And he also has been hurt a lot this year.
Grayson Rodriguez, they tried to sell you as an ace who was going to replace Corbin Burns. That's laughable. Cal Bradish is coming off Tommy John. I'll just ask you, did John Means ever come back from Tommy John around here and look the same? Did Batista come back on time around here from Tommy John, or was that a problem? Tyler Wells and all his long-term procedures and maladies, has he ever made it back? So if you're penciling in Bradish with this group overseeing his return, I would say buyer beware. What's the core? Heston Kerstad had a 240 on base. They sent him down. We might never see him again. Kobe Mayo has got 15 plate appearances this month while the season has completely gone down the drain. So, I mean, you're telling me he's a part of some special core?
He got on base four times last night.
And we'll see if he plays tonight.
Yeah.
So what am I missing here? Oh, and you've got till next year's trade deadline to figure it out with Gunnar Henderson. Because if he's not extended by next year's trade deadline, then a real GM would trade him. Because let's face it, they act like they're a poverty franchise. So you've got to expect them to act like a poverty franchise. And a smart poverty franchise is going to trade somebody with 2 years of control versus one. That's the difference between a Juan Soto trade and a Manny Machado trade.
Well, I think when it comes to this question, there's two answers, or how you go about answering it in two different ways. What is their core, how they perceive their core, and what is their actual core? Because I think they still perceive, even with those two catchers, that Adley is the guy. Why would you continue to prop him up and bat him in the two hole every single night? They're going to say Gunner. They're going to say Westberg. They're going to say Jackson. Colton Cowser just got a section. So, yes, he is in their core, but is he in their actual core? I think it's two different things.
Well, I know what you're trying to say. He's in their core, but is the core worthy of winning a World Series?
Oh, absolutely. That's my point, where I think they still view all of those names that you're mentioning as their core.
How many of them do you think are going to prove to be well above average everyday Major League Baseball players? Not just hitters, not just power hitters. I'm talking about people who help you win, which means they have to know how to run the bases. They have to throw to the right base. They have to man their position. And guess what? You can't keep having these wildly oscillating offenses because nobody walks and nobody gets on base. And we're bottom three in the majors in strikeout rate.
I'm confident on three guys. And that's Gunner, Holiday, and Westberg, if Westberg can ever get healthy. Those are three. I'm more bullish on Cowser than you are, but I can't sit here and tell you that he's a really good baseball player right now. And I kind of find it laughable that in the midst of this lost season, the guy's hitting 220 and they're naming a section after him. It's like it just seems a little tone deaf to me.
They're frauds.
But I'll admit I'm more bullish on him than you are, but I can't sit here and tell you that he's going to be part of a team.
Like, you think he's ever going to hit left-handed pitching?
I'd like to see him in an organization with some real player development and give him a runway and see how that looks, but they don't have that here.
Yeah, so like the whole idea of how he's framing the deadline, I just think is more propaganda. It's more rhetoric. It's more garbage. But like to act like there's some foundational core here.
So would you trade a Cowser though?
Hell yeah.
You would?
Hell yeah. Because the other part of it is, not only is there not a core, we know they're completely ill-equipped to develop and even identify pitching. He just took a whole core of college bats again. He does the same thing every draft. So there's always going to be at least something that will be quasi-interesting at the AA level or above in terms of a potential power-hitting outfielder, probably from the left side. And they're trying to sell you that they're one. They're selling you. I don't fall for it, but they're selling you that they're one off season away, which is why he can protect his fake core that doesn't really exist and not trade any of them because they're allegedly close to competing. But they're coming up on 20 games below 500 since last June. Mm-hmm. Like they're coming up on 20 under, including the playoffs, over We're coming up on 190 games, but they're telling you they're close.
Do you know who's part of the core, Jason? Tyler O'Neill. He's going to opt in and got two more years.
For the next couple of years.
And yeah, and he's and now he's
keep
he's
blocking general, real players
general soreness.
Well, we asked the people on Twitter, Twitter poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Mike Elias says he won't trade his core, but do the Orioles really have one? Besides Gunner, who is definitely a far above average everyday player, Adley, Kowser, Westy, same people who sold you Grayson to replace Burns, you buying this core Birdland. Already 400 votes in. Gunner, Westy, Jackson, 66.5%, 23.7% say they are all legit. 9.8% Gunner is their only stud.
You can vote IA1057 the fan on Twitter there. That poll will be up for a day. So go ahead and vote there. We have a big show today here on a Wednesday. We have a big show every day, let's face it. Guest-wise, Tim Murray just messaged us. He's at Big Time Media Day. He still can do it, but he asked if we could be flexible. So I don't know when we'll have Tim on, but we will have Tim on from VSiN Best Bets. Cynthia Freeland, she's now an IA Hall of Famer. She's from NFL Network. Ravens training camp starts today. We're going to talk some football with Cynthia at 4 o'clock. And MLB Network Steve Phillips trade deadline, as I mentioned, a week from tomorrow. What's he think the Orioles are going to do? We'll talk to him at 4:30. And Ryan Ripken, cut from the same cloth. He's part of our BBT coverage. He joins us at 5.
A lot to get to. Ravens are underway. We've got veterans and rookies in the building. We've got practices going on. We will get you sights and sounds from there. You know, there's a lot of people out there who want to keep making excuses for the Orioles about injuries. But where do these people bring the same energy when they tell you that they won the most games between 2022 and 2024? Do they tell you that, oh, yeah, they also were bottom five in man games lost to injuries and bottom five in salary lost to injuries and the whole AL East was down and they had the number one farm system in baseball? And so instead of actually going for it when all that was going on, they did nothing. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They actively made the team worse in season every year.
They did do that.
With trades and acquisitions. Do they bring that part up?
No.
They never do, do they?
No, they
That's interesting.
Not. No.
But they want to bitch and moan and cry about injuries now. When two of the pitchers who were out, you knew in February they were out.
Orioles and Guardians, game three of the four-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore baseball tonight. Bone and
Mike Bordick.
Bordy and the Bone at 5:30 here on the Fan. But coming up next, we look back to last night. Some positives, Brandon Young, Ramon Laureano, and then, of course, some negatives. Orioles lose again. We recap next here on the Fan.
Yeah, it's a solid night. You know, proud of him. You know, three knocks and then, you know, makes contact there in the ninth off a good closer. Just proud of him. It was a good night. Made plays at first base. I thought that was super positive. So definitely, you know, a small step in the right direction, no doubt for Coe. But I feel like he's been taking a lot of small steps in the right direction and just, you know, optimistic about him. And, you know, at some point his time will come and get an opportunity.
That's Tony Manzolino. Some point Coby Mayo will come.
What are you talking about, Holmes?
Coby Mayo reached base four times yesterday. He walked three times and then got a bloop hit off of Manuel Clase in the ninth inning. Alas, the Orioles lose 6-3. Brandon Young, 4 1/3. Book of Bone had him at five innings over under. And Book of Bone lost a lot of money yesterday.
He could have, I mean, again, make this make sense to me. What is going on here? He's a puppet for a GM who said it's over. And it's been over since they fired their skipper and put this bigger puppet manager in place. But Brandon Young, we got to watch Sagano pitch out of jam after jam after jam. He's got no upside. He's a horrible major league pitcher. But Brandon Young doesn't get to pitch out. Like, Brandon Young gets capped at 75. Like, don't we need to find out about Brandon? They're the ones pushing Brandon Young. He's one of the few high minors arms they have that they can even pretend to push. And we're going to Kittredge in the fourth inning?
But don't you think that's a mandate from above?
But because what's the
with Young, he's only completed five innings once.
I don't care what it is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'm a little surprised. 73 pitches. You don't let him keep going.
Yeah, but that's just been Brandon.
No, I
though,
get it.
How
that's
handled
yeah. He's,
I
mean, he's his always, his career high is five exactly,
and he's always been around that pitch count yeah. there.
Well, that's partly.
But
how
I mean,
they
is that the big leagues?
That's no, their big leagues. I mean, they'll use we've how many times have we talked about Grayson
take
Rodriguez?
Them out. I'm talking about the real world, not this backwards, fake, different than everybody else thing they're trying to sell you. I'm talking about what works in the major leagues.
No, I hear you, but my point is that's probably what he's been throwing.
Here his last few starts: 73 last night.
It's August. He can't go more than 75 pitches.
Hear
stop.
Me 73 last night, 76 against the Marlins, 66 against the Mets, 71 against Texas, 61 against Texas. Then it was back in April. So it's been around that the entire time.
And is that player development?
I don't think this is the one major league pitcher that they've developed.
How's he ever going to learn to pitch out of it if you don't let him? Like
I think it's a great
you're
question.
You're 12 games below 500. The guy running the show said we're done. We're sellers. There's no intrigue. But yet I got to watch this crap and then listen to this guy spew that stuff after. Do they talk to each other? Do they have each other's phone number? Can he text him? Hey, in case Skip, you haven't figured it out. We suck. It's over. Don't keep talking about wins and losses. We got to sell player development.
I don't think they're allowed to talk during games, but I would assume Elias talks to Tony Manzolino before and after games.
Well, wasn't that going on when Sashi Brown was the GM of the Browns?
And, yeah, that's
and
illegal.
They didn't stop his earning
they
potential.
They got fined. Sashi took a strike.
Sashi made it in an Orioles center. Yeah.
Give him credit where it's due.
Yeah, he was like talking
to quite a resume
to the coach's room.
But like, he's sitting there. You watch Mayo do what he did, which is we buried him all month. We put him in a tough situation. He gets on base four times. He can't even really endorse that after the game. And he's giving you this cockamamie reason why we really needed to see Andrew Kittredge in the middle innings. And I'm just like,
maybe they're trying to sell him for trade.
At what point do they act like they have any sort of singular like solidarity in who they are and where we are as a franchise and what they need to embrace to at least get something out of these games?
I'll interrupt the screaming for 1 second. I don't agree with this, but I think in their own demented way, they go to Kittredge because they're selling him. They're like they want to go to him in a situation with runners on base because they're selling him to other teams. Now,
why don't you sell him at the top of the next inning once we see if Brandon Young gets out of this or not? Bro, it's the fifth inning. You got plenty of time to pitch Gittrich tonight.
I'm not
saying I want 125 out of Brandon Young. I'm saying, hey man, he's all they got right now. He's the only young, interesting starting pitcher they have.
Is he interesting though? Yeah, he's young.
Would you rather watch that or Sagano?
No, I hear you. I just don't know what you do.
Go to Kittredge when Sagano loads him up again in the third after giving away a 3-run lead, 3 batters in.
That's a heck of a point. You could have done him yesterday,
right? But Sagano gets this long runway to watch that, to watch him sweat and just gyrate and just look utterly uncomfortable, look like he wants to get on the first thing hopping back to Japan. But Brandon Young doesn't get a chance to show something.
I have a theory on that as well. They're selling Sagano.
They're not getting anything for Sagano.
But they don't. Maybe they don't believe that.
They have to. They're
trading for a couple lottery tickets. They want him off the team. They got to show him the moxie, Jason. He's got moxie. Sweating in Cleveland.
They can't do anything right.
I don't disagree with you.
They can't get the simplest things right. And if you somehow think they're going to tightrope this trade deadline, you're out of your mind.
Can't wait to ask Steve Phillips about that.
Because they do nothing. No. And what happens when you do nothing? They always tell you these things sort themselves out. Yeah, they do. Grayson Rodriguez hurt a lat that he's never quite really ever come back for, making extra starts in Norfolk he never had to make. Adley started his career later than he should have because of an injury that you allowed to happen. Like, you punted on a whole year of Bradish to get 9 starts out of him to bring us to a point now where you're going to try to run him out there in August and act like that's some sort of like positive sign for what's going to happen next year. Your skipper wasn't even there to watch Grayson, your alleged ace, throw 89 in the pen in Fort Myers in February. Like, what's going on? How can anybody in that ownership group think this is anywhere close to major league caliber?
It's ugly. It's really ugly. And the Orioles lose again. They've lost the first 2 games of the series. By the way, that guy, Jose Ramirez, who's
just keep
future
waiting,
Hall of Famer.
Because you're going to get nothing for Mullins, and you're going to get nothing for Sagano, and you're going to get nothing for Eflin, and you're going to get nothing for Kittredge. Keep running Soto and Domingos out there. You ain't getting much for them.
I think Dominguez might get
And you're going to cling to your core. You're going to cling to your core, your alleged core. Your alleged core that doesn't exist.
By the way, Cedric Mullins has the... There are only 6 hitters in all of baseball who have a worse on-base percentage than Cedric Mullins this season. Since I'm the batting average guy, but on base, that's bad.
He should have been gone.
Yeah. In the words of Steve Perry, should have been gone.
And all Dylan Beavers does is have a .410 on base every month in AAA, and he'll never make his debut.
No, he will not. Coming up next, we switch to the Ravens. They're on the field. Training camp has begun. But let's go to one of our favorites, and that's Todd Monken. A little monkey business. It's Todd Monken, the best offensive coordinator in franchise history. We discuss next here on The Fan.
I think we're in a better place as a team and a staff in your second year. More than last year, we ran the ball well, and we threw the ball well. I wouldn't say we were as a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Efficient. As a staff, as a team. Comfort level with each other, how we do things, how we prepare. I would say we're better there than we were last year and more consistent. We were certainly able to do that last year, maybe not as proficient and maybe not as efficient.
That's our guy Monk, Todd Monk, an offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, entering year three as offensive coordinator. And let's face it, year one, Lamar won the MVP. Year two, he should have won the MVP. Yeah. Like the them's the facts. He was the first team All-Pro quarterback. Alas, people were twisting themselves into pretzels to get the MVP to Josh Allen. So year three, we've been talking a lot about our expectations, but a simple question today. Is Monk the best offensive coordinator this franchise has ever seen? And frankly, is it close? You had Jim Caldwell, who came in as a replacement and helped the Ravens win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
You had 1 year of Gary Kubiak, which I think has been mythologized more than it was actually great. Roman won a Coordinator of the Year award in 2019, but we saw that fizzle out. It was more one-dimensional.
Billick was an alleged offensive quarterback guru.
Yeah, and didn't have a quarterback his whole time
with
here.
Defense.
Yes. I don't think it's close.
I don't think it's close.
And by the way, Jason, pat on the back to us. We were politicking for Monk before they hired him.
Yes. Pleasantly surprised when they interviewed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's close. And, you know, this idea that, like, well, anybody could have walked into Lamar Jackson at that point in time. Nobody knew how the different – I mean, the whole – okay, they revolutionized things one way and skewed it so run-heavy, it felt like 1956 at times. And then the idea that just anybody could help him evolve. Like, yeah, you're getting to work with a special singular talent in the history of this league. Yes, but, like, I think they could have possibly screwed it up. They could have promoted from within and it might have gotten sideways.
Yep.
Or could have somebody played the loyalty game and might have gotten sideways.
Was it James Irvin?
He went outside, right? Yeah. He went outside the Harbaugh coaching cocoon. And thankfully for all of us, he did. So, like, I think the world of what Todd Monken has done, and I think we would all color this a little differently if he hadn't, unfortunately, done what Roman had done in the past and others had done in the past, which is take a game plan or switch a game plan in a playoff game, not for the better, but for the worse, to out-coach himself, to be too cute, to be too smart with what happened against the Chiefs here in Baltimore. But, like, we've approached in a lot of different ways, just how horrible the Ravens defense was the first 10 weeks last year.
Uh-huh.
How many offenses in the history of this franchise could have overcome that? And not just overcome it, but overcome it to the point where they're still in contention for a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, and the quarterback has his best season ever and should have won back-to-back MVPs.
I guess the only argument that could be made is 2019, but a lot of that was nobody really had ever seen it before. It was like, I don't know that that thing was long-term sustainable, but 2019, Lamar had multiple games with five touchdowns. Like, that was special, but that's it.
I think when it comes to Greg Roman, I think he was the perfect offensive coordinator for that time in Lamar Jackson's career. Did he overstay his welcome maybe a year or two? Of course,
yes.
But
and that goes back to the Harbaugh loyalty thing that a lot of people bang on him for.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at Todd Monken and the body of work that has been these 2 years, it's been extraordinary. Ravens passing offense ranking with Greg Roman. It was routinely near the bottom. They were seventh in passing yards.
Wide receivers
yards.
Were blockers.
Yes, they were seventh in passing yards last year. Lamar threw for over 4,000 yards for the first time in his career. He had one of the best passing seasons ever in terms of touchdown to interception ratio there. And where has Lamar grown so much in his game under Todd Monken? You can go back to that Thursday night game against the Dolphins where Flores is zero blitz, and that was the kryptonite for a while. He was even better against the blitz than when he wasn't blitzed last year. The deep ball accuracy, he led the NFL in yards per attempt last year. The connection with Rashad Bateman grew exponentially year over year. It's hard to knock much of what Todd Monken has done over these 2 years. Yes, the AFC Championship, maybe getting cute trying to throw a pass to Ronnie Stanley in Buffalo in the playoff game. But you can nitpick play calls throughout any football game with any offensive coordinator. That is going to happen over the course of a full season. But Todd Monken has been an excellent offensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Jason, what was the number one criticism of Lamar before Monken got here? The people that don't really watch it, like he can't throw, right?
Well, he doesn't complete deep balls. Yeah. You know, remember the all the go routes outside the numbers to nowhere. Yeah. He had the big blitz. It's not just blitzing. Yeah. If you blitz six or more, you can really rattle him. You know, does. How much does he do off script versus what he can do on script in the pocket?
You know, people were still saying the jackasses on social media calling him a running back still. He had the fourth best passer rating of all time a year ago. And to parrot what you said a few moments ago, you can't just drop anyone in there and he's going to do that. Monk has to get a lot of credit for transforming Lamar Jackson. And Lamar was going to be special either way.
Well,
but now he's like, he's first ballot Hall of Fame special.
And a franchise that couldn't develop wide receivers forever has now developed two at the same time.
Yes.
And a second move tight end to go with the move tight end who doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Yeah. He does not. He's really good in the regular season.
It's very weird that you mentioned the wide receivers. Every single year heading into training camp, and you can go even last year, where what was Bateman? Lamar throwing to Bateman more bad than good, where now you have two ascending young wide receivers in the prime of their career. A very nice tandem in this league to go along with the DeAndre Hopkins, who in years past would have been looked at as the savior.
Coming up next, by the way, it looks like Tim Murray is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll just flop 3 and 3:30.
Yep.
Little inside radio for the people. But coming up next, we want to hear from those people. 410-583-1057. Anybody want to push back? Anybody not like Monk at this point? Todd Monken, greatest offensive coordinator in franchise history. That's a lock. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. We hear from you as training camp has begun. That's next here on The Fan. Ravens on the practice field, first day of training camp, according to those covering training camp. Only Emory Jones, who's on the PUP list, Adarius Washington on the PUP list, and Jake Hummel, special teams linebacker. Those are the three players that the media does not see as they are healthy as they enter training camp. But and we can talk some training camp as well. 410-583-1057, Ravens getting ready for the season. Orioles are 8 days away from the trade deadline. And
are you buying their core?
Yeah, we're buying their core.
Do they have a core four? Yeah. I don't think it's even
like
four.
The Beatles, like the Fab Four. Do they have a Fab Four? Did you like that nickname for the Beatles, Jason?
A little before my time.
Yeah. He said they were overrated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was a famous line uttered on the show. Yeah. Let's go out to the phone lines, though. 410-583-1057. Mason's in Baltimore. Mason, you're on The Fan.
How y'all fellas feeling?
Hey there. Hanging in there.
Hey, I understand, man. We're watching the same Orioles games. But anyway, back to some good news. First day of training camp, right?
Yes.
Already more success than our Baltimore Orioles, so I'm looking forward. You know, I just see a lot of things. I heard earlier in the segment that people were complaining about, you know, our offensive coordinator. Now, people fail to realize that after Jim Caldwell left for that Lions job, we were in offensive purgatory for a while until we got Greg Roman. Now, he was a one-trick pony, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So the people sitting here talking about our guy who, let's not forget, Lamar just had his first 4,000-yard passing season. The guy looks like Superman. There is nothing you can do to stop him other than us hurting ourselves. And this is the first time that we've had an offensive coordinator that hasn't screwed us in the long run.
Agreed.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Yeah, by the way, let's look back on Caldwell. People forget the Ravens were very happy when he took that line.
They were about to fire him.
Yes. Yeah, they were sort of like pushing.
And to keep in mind, John Harbaugh, prior to Monken, has fired every offensive coordinator outside of Caldwell.
Yes.
And Kubiak, who got the Broncos gig. You think of the Cam Camerons, the Mark Trestmans, the Marty Morningwig.
Oh, Mark Trestman was fun.
Yeah, Marty Morningwig. And,
oh.
All of them. Yeah.
Tony's in Baltimore. Marty, Tony, you're on the fan.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually think Salt Monken is the best coordinator in franchise history. Only pushback I have is, we 2-2 in our last four playoff games, right?
Yeah.
In the two games that we won versus the Steelers and the Houston Texans, we used more design quarterback runs. It seemed like we controlled the tempo of the game when we did that. But versus the Chiefs and the Bills, we went more like passing. It was like more passing heavy. So my only pushback is that Todd Monken, don't forget who we are. We have the greatest dual threat quarterback in the history of the game. And when he's controlling the game with the design quarterback runs, it equals wins in the playoffs. So that's it. Thank you, guys.
I'm with you 100%, brother.
I think we talked about that in real time, and we expected more quarterback running in that Bills game.
Yeah, because
I expected it in the Chiefs game.
Yeah,
I mean, I really expected it in the Chiefs game.
The Steelers game, if memory serves, I think he had four or five carries on the first drive, talking about Lamar, and he had a lot of carries.
Yeah, remember, they were crashing on Henry, and he was keeping.
Exactly.
410-583-1057, as we mentioned, the trade deadline is 8 days away. Let's go to Matt in Delaware. Matt, you're on the fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Long-time listener, haven't called in a ton, but I wanted to chime in a bit about the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously has been a nightmare of a season. It's been hard to watch. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the front office.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about what they're doing as far as player development or lack thereof. That seems like that's the biggest hurdle right now. How many times have we seen a guy seemingly who is ready, based off of what they've done in AAA or even AA in some cases, they come up and they struggle, they get inconsistent playing time,
yes.
And then they're quickly either set back or they're put on exile. I mean, you look about Sunday when Ramon Laureano got thrown out of that game in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
They bring Ramon Urias.
No, we talked about that.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like, to me, I think, Jason, you mentioned this. Mayo's had 11 at-bats in the month of July. Like, that's incredulous. You lose 6 out of 7. Play guys that you think or maybe can play a future. Ryan O'Hearn, I mean, he's hurt his stock. Honestly, looking at the deadline, I think Charlie Morton right now probably would get the best return based off of kind of where he is right now. I know he had a disastrous start, but honestly, he's probably the best commodity, the best asset they have right now. And he's got a big start coming up on Thursday. The Orioles-Guardians game is the only 1 o'clock game. I'm sure there'll be a lot of eyes on that one. And hopefully he pitches well, because obviously the Orioles, hopefully next year they can, rebuild and reload for next year. I think there's talent to be had. But let's face it, the division's not getting any easier.
Appreciate the call. By the way, we don't expect the Orioles to be aggressively making any moves. So Charlie Morton's start is huge on Thursday, because they're going to make all their moves at the last minute if moves are going to be made.
Well,
that's in their nature.
I mean, once you hit within a week of the deadline, you're at the this is, even if they made a move tomorrow, that's not particularly proactive.
No, but my point is, like, last year, wasn't there like 7 moves made in like the five? Like, there was a bunch of quantity crap, but they made a bunch of moves like in the last 5 minutes of the deadline.
That was when Seth Johnson got traded, and
they got Eloy
Soto, Eloy, Austin Slater.
Austin Slater was in that. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. They made like 6 moves in like the last 5 minutes.
Just think about, though, what Manzolino was selling you. Like, you pay your hard-earned money and invest your time in this team. And he, a week ago, craps all over Kobe Mayo and says, we're trying to win games here and we can't win with Mayo, but we can win with Ramon and O'Hearn, at a time when they're in the midst of a spell.
And T.O. Where
they're one of the worst teams in baseball in July.
T.O. too, Jason.
Like,
yeah, T.O.
And they think we're such fools. They think we're such idiots that we can't see through this. The emperor has no clothes. They're run by a bunch of charlatans.
Let's grab one more before we step out. Trey's in Joppa. Trey, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey there.
Want to say this. Been listening for a long time. I just appreciate you guys. You guys aren't yes men. You know, if you disagree with one another or the Ravens or the Orioles for that matter, you're not afraid to express your point. So just want to salute y'all
for
that. On to my Ravens training camp point. Just excited for the season.
Sure.
My record prediction on the line early, that way you guys here can put it down. I got the Ravens going 20-0, first team with the Super Bowl win. And everybody's telling me how good the team is. I mean, I'm tired of hearing how good the team is. Yeah. I want to see how good the team is. I believe the team is that good. And I'm going to just say this. I know it won't be easy to go 20-0. You know, it's going to take about 12.
Go on a limb there, Trish.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, but guess what? It'll take Lamar being an MVP for about 12 to 14 weeks, probably a game or two, game-winning kicks. God forbid the defense gets some turnovers and they can win a game or two, but I think we're good enough to do it.
Well, Trey, don't let Harbaugh hear that, because he's going to be mad at you. Because Harbaugh's saying they're not even in Super Bowl or bust mode, and Trey's got them running the table.
Hey, Trey, I want to make sure I don't misquote you. You said, quote, it won't be easy to go 20-0.
It'll be a struggle. Yeah, yes. They're going to do it the hard way, but they're going to do
it. Never happened before.
It'll be some nail biters in there.
Okay, I would think so.
It'll be some nail biters in there. Just one more point I wanted to make with the offensive line and defensive line.
Yes.
Really love the offensive line. I think it's a strength, one of the strengths of the team. I can't wait to see Mike Green. Mike Green was the draft pick I wanted the Ravens to get. And I'm looking forward to him and Rosengarten having some great sparring matches.
Yep.
You know, really making each other better. I called in earlier on a different show. I said, I almost want to see a fight between them.
Oh, Jesus.
If I'm Mike Green, I'm saying, bro, me and you about the same age. Mm. And, you know, we about to make each other better with some good reps for the next, you know, so-and-so year. So just excited for the season.
Trey, 15 sacks for Mike Green. What do you think?
Not rookie year. I'll go double digit. I'll give you double digit.
Okay, I appreciate the call.
We're with you.
Quote, it won't be easy to go 20-0,
no.
But they're going to do it. That's well said by Trey.
There'll be some one-score victories in
there. Yeah. Ravens on the practice field. Orioles getting ready to take on the Guardians. And college football is going to be here before you know it. It's a perfect time to talk to our guy. He's an IA Hall of Famer. He's from VSiN. Tim Murray joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.